This is Heather Vale, Chief Unwrapper at LWL Worldwide, and joining me today is Law of Attraction expert Bob Doyle, founder of the top online prosperity manifestation course, Wealth Beyond Reason. You've probably also seen him in movies like The Secret or The Opus, which the producers describe as picking up where The Secret left off. Bob, thanks so much for being here to chat with us today about attracting wealth beyond reason.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Heather. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, now, the first time I interviewed you was about 3 years ago, which, of course, was before The Secret even came out. And I'm really curious to find out how life has changed for you since becoming a celebrity on a larger scale.
It's still funny to think of myself that way. But, yes, definitely things have changed dramatically, as you would imagine. You know, just the exposure that The Secret gave to me, and I'm sure a lot of the other teachers as well, you know, in my case, I wasn't like a Jack Canfield or some of these people who people had heard of them, who had a lot more visibility. And so it was interesting to see, you know, to watch how The Secret put me out there, obviously. And what the feedback that I've gotten from people since that time is, for the people who did kind of connect with me and resonated with what I was saying, was that I did occur to them just as, you know, an everyday person, a real person. And that's, of course, what I am. But and that's kind of, you know, how I like to keep it. I mean, I've never thought of myself as a guru, and that's why I say the word celebrity is still kind of weird. And when people ask me for autographs, that's just really surreal even to this day. Because I really just am just a normal person who happened to have some personal breakthroughs in this particular area with understanding the law of attraction, putting it to use in my own life. And because of my background in broadcasting or whatever, I just happened to have the desire, you know, communication skills and the desire to teach. And so that's all I was doing even leading up to The Secret, which, of course, is what helped me be in the position to be found by the producers of The Secret in the first place. But, you know, obviously things have changed. I've gotten out in the world a lot more because before Wealth Beyond Reason was just, it still is, an online program, but you know, I did it that way because I was really content to sort of hide. You know, this broadcasting was also that same kind of career because I was in radio, and I just really wasn't a people person. And so if there's anything that's majorly changed personally, it's that I have really enjoyed getting out there and meeting people and becoming a people person and being comfortable with, you know, speaking and large groups and just basically just working with people, real life people in real life situations. It's a whole different energy, one that I, you know, I didn't know I love it so much. So that, on a personal level, aside from, you know, the exposure that was given the program and how that, you know, changed things economically, if you will, for me, it's been a real transformative experience for me over the course of time. It wasn't instant, of course. It took a while for The Secret to really explode onto the scene and then get into the mainstream and then for me to realize kind of what was going on around me. I mean, it really was interesting that one day I woke up and thought, wait a minute, my life's completely changed, you know. So it was a gradual thing because it was just a day-by-day thing, but it's been an awesome experience and continues to be. It just amazes me that we're still talking about it, you know, all this time later.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it made a big impact, not so much on people that already knew about the law of attraction and other metaphysical principles, but people that had never been exposed to that type of thing before, and mainly because of the mainstream media getting involved in it. So it's been really interesting to watch.
Yes.
Now, when we talk about the law of attraction, I always have to wonder, did you put any kind of intention into play that you wanted to perhaps bring Wealth Beyond Reason to a larger audience, or that you wanted to kind of expose yourself on a bigger level? Like, was there anything that you were working on that brought that into your life, or was it just one of those things that happened and it was great opportunity that you took advantage of?
Well, no, actually, Heather, because people ask me all the time, how did you get involved with The Secret? And from a law of attraction point of view, I mean, my intention has always been, from the very day I had my first breakthroughs and created the Wealth Beyond Reason program, to get this message into as many willing minds as possible, to communicate it to people who were like me, who would never have really taken this kind of stuff too seriously because of the traditional sort of educational background or being skeptical or analytical, to be able to bring that message to people who would kind of be cross-armed about it and speak in a regular language, not so woo-woo and all that kind of stuff. And I did want to do that on a big scale, because it made such an impact on me. And I was, because I came from a corporate environment, I was surrounded by people who were, in a way, like me, with being dissatisfied and wondering, was there more? And, you know, does my whole life have to be about my career and all of this? And why am I not getting enjoyment out of life? I mean, that's something that's still very rampant. And because that was what ruled me, I mean, it was absolutely, it ruled me, was trying to be happy, you know, with how I spent the largest part of my day, and that is, you know, whatever your career is. Once I found that, I was very, very passionate about telling as many people as possible. So while I certainly wasn't saying, well, I hope somebody makes a Law of Attraction movie and I can be in it, you know, I certainly was saying, I want to get this message in this program in as front of many people as possible. And with that intention, I was in perfect alignment for someone like Rhonda Byrne, who was creating a project which had the exact same intention to get this message in front of as many people as possible. I was completely in alignment with that intention. And so, you know, given how many people she actually interviewed for that thing, originally she was going to do 8, and then she went to some conference out west and met Canfield and all those other guys, and then suddenly she's interviewing however many people she ended up interviewing, 50, I hear different numbers, but it was definitely over 50 people that she interviewed, and then she chose the 20 or so that she did. You know, it's a great, obviously I feel privileged that I was one of those people, and actually even more privileged that I was one of the original 8 she was going to interview. And I think it was because, you know, she wanted, as you can see when you watch the film, all sorts of angles are being approached. I mean, you've got people who are more spiritual in nature than I probably come across. And, you know, they're really trying to appeal to a wide range of people. And I think my approach of just being mainstream and no nonsense and as scientific as possible without being mind-boggling, I think she just wanted that represented. So all I had to do was be me and do what I do, and it worked.
Yeah, speaking about scientific, people might have noticed that there was a tuning fork spinning behind you on the screen. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's really one of the examples that I use, and obviously it didn't make the film, but one of the examples I use about how energy behaves and what resonance is and all of that. It's just the whole principle of if you strike a tuning fork and then you bring another tuning fork that is the same pitch, designed in the same pitch, into proximity of it, it actually begins to vibrate. The vibrations that are coming out from the first one actually draw out the vibration of the other one because it's just because of the structure. It's just an illustration of how resonance works. And I use that example a lot because that is sort of how we are. We get into vibrational resonance with something, and we draw that energy to us. Now, it's not about it being the exact same. Like the tuning fork example is, you know, you get an A tuning fork and another A tuning fork, and that works. But, you know, I really do stress, and when I talk about what the Law of Attraction is and what it isn't, that I'm not a real big like attracts like person because there's way too many examples. I'm sure we probably talked about this the first time we talked years ago. There's so many examples of things that are alike that aren't necessarily attracting each other. And then, of course, there's the whole magnetic principle where opposites, opposites actually attract. So I really stress the resonance piece, which is a lot more complicated than just like attracts like, which is, I'm sure, is why people say like attracts like. It's easy to package up and all that, but it's also, it can confuse people.
Yeah.
And some people just write it off because they can look at too many examples where like doesn't attract like. And I'm not a big catchphrase type person. I want to know seriously what's going on. And however long it takes me to explain it, I'll do that so that people communicate it. I'm not a real big soundbite person either. As you know, I'm fairly verbose. But yeah. I really like to fully communicate. It's very important to me that people get it.
Yeah. You had mentioned quitting the corporate job and that kind of thing, and people hear all the time, do what you love and the money will follow, but often it seems like some kind of fairy tale ideal that isn't really attainable. And I guess there's kind of been two steps for you as far as doing what you love and having the money follow. The first being when you quit your corporate job, and then the second being after The Secret when things changed again. For people that are kind of struggling with that and want to do what they love and get paid for it, what specific steps could they follow, or what advice could you give them to make that happen?
Yeah, the whole thing about doing what you love and the money will follow is true, but you also still have to deal with resistance. And, you know, resistance is, you know, we're talking about becoming in vibrational resonance with what you want, whether it's a lifestyle or a person or a thing or whatever it is, you know, that's an energy with a specific vibration, if you will. And resistance is simply energy that is not in alignment with what you're trying to attract. And so it works like a force, an energetic force field. And resistance shows up in those limiting beliefs or negative emotions or whatever that you might have about attaining that thing. So if you're, let's say you're a musician, I use that example all the time, but if you're a musician and you're playing music all the time, you are doing what you love, but the money isn't following. There's so many times when if you really dig into a person's belief system, that person's belief system, they may believe that a musician or an artist of any kind has to struggle, or they're going to be a starving artist, or they don't want to buy into the big corporate music game or whatever. But the point is, there's some level of resistance, whether it's a belief system about money or music or their art or whatever it is, that keeps them stuck. And until you deal with the resistance, and, you know, there's so many, and luckily, since The Secret, it's really come out, most of the teachers are really now emphasizing the impact that resistance has and helping people, giving them tools to release resistance, whether it's something like, you know, EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques, or the Sedona Method, or whatever it is, to get in there to deal with those belief systems that are really dominating. I mean, that was what stopped me. When I did quit my corporate job, I was immediately out there trying to teach principles of creating your life by design, but I didn't know about the law of attraction. I just knew a few techniques, meditation techniques. I was basically regurgitating things I'd read because I really wanted to believe it, and I could get it on some level. But what I didn't recognize in myself at that time was all the beliefs I had about money, like that it was hard to come by and that I would always have debt and that you had to struggle, you know, you had to work whatever career you could to make money, because that's what I learned growing up. That was my everyday experience, and that was so deeply ingrained. And it wasn't until I understood sort of, you know, how those thoughts and beliefs are actual energy and what the impact they were having on my ability to attract success on any level. Once I saw that, then I was able to say, okay, and take a different, choose my thoughts differently, do exercises and things like that that would help me to think with a more positive mindset, and realize that those beliefs were just, there was no truth to them. They were just something that I had been exposed to, and so I adopted them. But I could choose to adopt other beliefs and to recognize the infinite nature of the universe and say, I can claim that. You know, I don't have to be ruled by these other thoughts. And so if a person is doing what they love and they're not finding success, it's because they just simply have other areas of resistance they need to deal with.
Like with musician, it's quite often that it's cool to be a starving artist.
Yeah, exactly. That they picked that up somewhere, and that's what they've adopted. And yet they can look at all they have to do is look out in the world and see the only semi-talented musicians who are making a lot of money and are very popular. So it doesn't have anything to do with their talent or even their passion. These people just don't have resistance to the money. You know, for whatever reason, they don't have that belief that they have to be a starving artist. They haven't bought into that. They're just playing full out, and they've got a different vibration about them. And so they've attracted the resources or whatever, the opportunities they need to get very visible, public, and successful. And any musician can do that if they just change what's going on inside their head. And that doesn't, you know, that's not just musician. It's anybody who's up to anything.
Right. Now, when people talk about attracting wealth or attracting abundance, sometimes they interpret that to mean it's all external, it's all coming from somewhere else. Now, there's one principle that Barry and I have been talking about and exploring lately, which is the be-do-have principle, where it's necessary to be or to feel like the wealthy person you want to be, and then to do what that person would do, and then you'll have what they have, rather than trying to do it backwards. How important do you think that is to becoming abundant?
It is all important. If there's anything I stress over and over again, when I talk to people, especially if they're like starting out a business, for example, they want to start a business and it's something that they're passionate about. I see this so much, and I saw it even before I knew what the law of attraction was. And in fact, I was one of these people who I could go out and teach abundance principles and not have any success with them whatsoever and not really communicate them well. I could get people interested and excited for a little while, but I wasn't seeing any impact in my life. This was before I understood what was going on. You have to be who you say you want to be. And that's a very, very powerful lot of I meet with a lot of people who have written ebooks or created programs, and they say things like, well, one day I hope to be as visible as you, for example, or I hope to achieve this level of success one day, or I'm working my way towards being somebody who can. No. When I made the decision to start the Wealth Beyond Reason program, I made a decision to be that I was a guy who could communicate these principles very clearly, who the information would come to easily, that I had a total understanding and a practical, I was implementing it every day with success. I was that person. So I stepped powerfully into being. Now, this had nothing to do with ego or arrogance or anything. It was just about deciding who I wanted to be. I was not a person who was going to try to work my way up to being successful. I was stepping into, I am a successful person who does this very well, and people want to talk to me about it. People want to know what my knowledge is. They want my program. They want this because, hey, I'm the guy they want, you know, in terms of that audience who I was looking for, who I described before, I'm the one they want. It wasn't anything about, you know, I'm going to try or I'm going to play small. And like, from a business point of view, when I would approach people who I might want to do business with, a joint venture relationship, or, you know, do an interview with, I didn't call people up and go, hi, you know, this is Bob Doyle, and I just kind of started this program. I'm hoping you could help me out, you know, and maybe do an interview with me. Nothing like that. You know, I'd call like they should know who I am, you know, and that is how I presented myself every step of the way, because that's who I stepped into being. And I know that that was my fast track. I know that that is why my program, you know, in terms of starting a business from scratch, you know, took off the way that it did, and I reached the levels of success that I did, and maybe even, you know, why The Secret found me or any of that, because I was being that. And then by being that, I naturally knew what to do. It just came to me. You know, the ideas would come to me because, hey, I'm a person who knows who's doing this. And so the ideas, of course, would come to me. And as a result of the doing or the inspired action, I would then have what it is that, whatever it is that I wanted, whether it was success or more customers or an opportunity, whatever. That, so it absolutely starts with being.
Now, of course, when we're talking about wealth and prosperity, one objection that often comes up to that is, how can I be wealthy? How can I be like this wealthy person if I don't have the money that I would have if I was that wealthy person?
Right. And all I can tell you is, well, it's not all I can tell you, but one of the things I can tell you is I certainly didn't. There was no evidence in my life to support that I was this person. But it all comes within. When you understand that your experience of reality is a reflection of what's going on inside of you, you have to then you'll realize that you have to be it first inside before it's going to show up out there. So you don't look from the outside in, because that what you're experiencing now is a reflection of where you are now. You've eased into it. You know, you didn't necessarily consciously make the decision to be struggling or in debt. That's not how it worked. You know, you didn't put that on a list or a vision board somewhere, right? It's just how you, that's how your belief system guided you, because you were running on autopilot. But now if you step into being something else, then if you'll allow it, your external experience will change to match that. So it's really understanding that principle. That's what gets you through that first little stage where your evidence doesn't support who you're being. And also understanding the resistance piece. Like I didn't even, when I first started, I wasn't as well versed on the whole resistance piece. I hadn't even heard of EFT or any of those releasing techniques. So I had to do it the slow way, which was, you know, just, and I say the slow way because I'm not against vision boards and things like that, but those are the principles that I use, list making, vision boards, the stuff you hear about. But really releasing resistance and getting to the heart of it, that's the fast track. And using that in conjunction with releasing is the super fast track. But, yeah, I think I just, the other thing that helped me to be that in the face of all the evidence was that the vision was so compelling to me. You know, I knew why I was stepping into being this, and it wasn't about money. It was about happiness. Now, money was a part of it, but it was about being Bob Doyle, who Bob Doyle really wanted to be. And if your vision isn't in alignment with who you want to be, if it's just about money, for example, but you don't know why that's important, why that's, you know, has any role in you becoming the best you can be, then you're gonna get stuck, because it's not about money. Money is the side effect of you playing full out.
Right. Now, when you talk about EFT, I think it's becoming more and more common lately, but there might be some people that are still kind of scratching their heads.
Sure. Yeah.
Can you just kind of give a brief nutshell explanation?
Yeah, EFT is, like I said, it's one of the many releasing techniques out there. And what that basically means is it's a system, or it's a system for you to be able to interact directly with the energy system that's going through your body. So if you've got a limiting belief or a negative emotion, EFT allows you to neutralize that energy which is manifesting itself in that limiting belief or that negative emotion. And the way that EFT works is it's based very much on Chinese acupuncture. It's using the energy meridians, the pressure points, acupressure points that are going through your body. So like an acupuncturist would use needles to interact with that energy system or the flow of energy through your body to redirect it or get it back in alignment. Instead of using needles, you're actually just tapping along these meridians, various areas of your face and your side and various areas of your body where study of how energy flows over the years has shown where these points are. And so just that tapping, along with when you're attuned to the emotion that comes up when you're having this or experiencing this limiting belief or this negative emotion, when it's right there, that's the time to do it. You do this process, which takes just about a minute, and it helps to neutralize or balance out that disruption in the energy system, and your resistance literally just melts away. Now, sometimes it takes persistence. It doesn't always happen with one administering of the process, because there are so many aspects to our resistance sometimes. I mean, if you're 35 years old before you ever hear about all this stuff, well, you got 35 years of resistance and limiting beliefs, and they're all intertwined with all sorts of incidents and experiences that you've had in your life. It can take a little persistence to do, but it's a lot faster than things like, just straight affirmations, for example, where you just kind of try to beat your brain into submission. this is true. But affirmations in conjunction with EFT are great, because when you do an affirmation, for example, that you don't believe, like let's say that you're struggling with weight and you look in the mirror and you say, I'm thin and lean and fit, well, the first thing that comes up is that voice that says, no, you're not. That's your resistance. And so persistent repetition has been the traditional way to deal with to use affirmations until you change the pattern of your thinking. However, if in that moment that you say that affirmation and that limiting belief, that voice starts screaming and that emotion comes up, if you do something like EFT and release it in that moment, you save weeks probably of affirmations, because you're interacting directly with that energy system right then and taking care of it.
Hmm. So you mentioned how you created Wealth Beyond Reason years ago, before The Secret found you, but Barry mentioned that you've updated it recently. So what's new?
Yeah, well, the Wealth Beyond Reason program has traditionally been more or less a big library of Law of Attraction information. It started out, with 5 e-books and a couple of audios that I did. And over the course of 6 years, it's turned to this gargantuous, that is a word, collection of interviews and teleseminars and follow-up seminars and meditations and record just, tons and tons of audio. It's 95% me now, whereas before it was 95% other people and 5% of what I put in there, and now it's flipped out the other way. And when I say me, it's content from me, whether it's from me or interviews that I've done with people. People started to come into the program and go, oh my God, where do I start? Because what they want is a real process, a curriculum, if you will. And so several years ago, I redesigned the site and put together something of a curriculum. But quite honestly, I'm not a curriculum expert. My expertise is in the content itself and being able to communicate it. But in terms of creating a flow of, here's what to do first and keeping tracking and accountability, that was, although I had a system, it could have been better, and I knew it. And so what we've been working on the past several months, actually most of this year, is taking that huge library of content and creating a very powerful step-by-step curriculum with tracking and accountability, good hard, not, when I say hard assignments, I mean like real assignments that people go and do, that we know that if they do these things, they will progress. In other words, it's not like we just unleash them on this stuff and say, okay, here it is, and do your best to get through it. I mean, it's not like that now. I mean, it's better than that, but still, people do sometimes feel overwhelmed. This is a system where starts from the very beginning. You learn all about the law of attraction. I mean, so it's the same content. It's just distributed in a much easier, a much more effective way. And so that is something that actually, as we speak right now, is probably a couple of weeks away from being released. The other program is still there. And the thing is, Heather, the fact is, I didn't change it because people have written me and say, I don't know what I'm doing, you know, or, you know, help, this isn't working. I mean, people love it the way it is. I personally just want it to be much more effective, much more, I guess, world-class, for lack of a better word. And that's why we took on the curriculum development. And I'm really, really pleased with it. And I know it's going to be a much more effective tool, even more than it is now. But, you know, it's been 6 years, and we've had, you know, thousands and thousands of people go through this program with success. And I'm just anticipating that it'll be even more successful as a result of this. Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a couple of questions that keep coming up in our community, and I'm sure you've gotten them as well, so I'm going to kind of throw them out there and see what your answers to them would be. One of them is, people say, why does it seem like it's only possible to make money from the law of attraction if you're selling information about the law of attraction? And the second question is, shouldn't universal laws be given for free? Why are you charging me for it?
Okay, two good questions. One, the whole idea about that people are making money only from it, that's not my experience at all. I mean, my students aren't law of attraction teachers necessarily, and they're using these principles to do whatever it is they're up to in life, starting all sorts of businesses or whatever it is that they're up to. It's about following your passion, whatever your passion is. You know, I think that, I mean, it's an understandable viewpoint. It is a cynical viewpoint, but I totally get it. I mean, I can imagine a time when I would have looked at and said the exact same thing, but that's just because that's where people are looking. You know, the fact of the matter is, I've got, for example, we did this Boundless Living Challenge, which is another whole conversation we could have, but, you know, that brought in 7,500 people who are taking on their own passions that have not necessarily anything to do with the law of attraction, and having incredible breakthroughs in this short period of time, because they're just taking inspired action. They're using law of attraction principles, and they're stepping into action towards their vision, and therefore things are happening for them in all areas. It can be fitness related, it can be, you know, health and fitness related, relationship related, business related, people starting their own businesses, artists who are finally selling their art and playing in a big way. It doesn't, you know, it's really just the law of attraction will work for anyone, and you can make money not about, you know, implementing law of attraction principles will bring you wealth if that's what you want, and you don't have to be teaching law of attraction. And look, there's plenty of law of attraction teachers out there who aren't making any money with it either, because they haven't dealt with resistance or whatever. So, again, I understand why people would say that, because, you know, if all they're doing is going around the web and they're looking for law of attraction information, and they're seeing course after course being offered, well, then that's what they're going to think. But they also have to understand that there's lots of other people selling all sorts of other things, making money, who, whether or not these people are utilizing the law of attraction principles consciously or not, they're still having the success they are because of law of attraction principles. They are in alignment with the success that they want to have, and therefore they're having it. So they just have to understand that the law of attraction itself is not, you don't have to know about the law of attraction to have success, but it explains why people have success and why they don't. The other thing, the other part of the question was, why don't we give this stuff away for free? Well, it's from just a strictly business point of view, this is what my, for now anyway, this is what my life's work is about. I spend almost all of my energy up until maybe the past 6 or 7 months or so, where I've really started to redirect into other areas of my own passions, you know, on building this program and doing this. And there's a considerable amount of value there. There is this exchange of value that takes place. You know, if I as a creator of this program am spending, you know, however many hours a day I do to compile this information, create websites out of it, create books, create audios, all of those things, invest in learning how to market, all of those things, and then sharing them and traveling and speaking and all those things, that's what my day is about. And so my compensation, if you will, from the universe is to be paid for what I'm doing. That is the exchange of energy, you know, but I'm also up to other things too. You know, I write music, and I, you know, I do photography and things like that. And so what I've really started doing the past few months or so is starting to redirect some of my energy there so that I can start really playing big in those areas and let myself be compensated there too. But the point of the fact of the matter is you are compensated from the universe through people or whatever through the value that you're putting out there. Well, the value that I've been putting out there for the past 6 years is law of attraction education, same with some of these other people. That's where they're spending their time and energy. So it makes sense that that is where the value comes back. You know, I always talk to people, I say, you know, if do you enjoy your job? Well, yeah, if they enjoy their job, well, then maybe, you know, you shouldn't get paid for that because you're enjoying it. You know, the whole idea about spirituality, if it's a spiritual thing, I don't even think about this as spiritual, to be quite honest with you, Heather. It's just what it is. It's just energy. It's the way the universe works. People have lumped it into a spiritual category. I mean, and you can look at energy and spirit. It just depends on how you look at it. But this whole idea that spiritual ideas you shouldn't be compensated for, if you affect them, if you communicate them effectively and you make a difference in people's lives, does not fly with me at all. You know, you're having a major impact on people's lives. You're helping them to achieve wealth. You're helping them to achieve abundance. But you shouldn't, because somebody has classified this as a spiritual teaching. I don't buy it. You know, I think that's just a belief that people have been indoctrinated with, for lack of a better word. And it doesn't serve anybody, that kind of belief system. And that is the very type of person who will probably undervalue what they do. And they probably struggle with money themselves, doing what they love to do, or they can't seem to find a job that pays them enough or whatever, because of that type of belief that somehow there are some things that you shouldn't get paid for, even if you pour your heart and soul and all your time and energy into it.
Yeah. And it's interesting, those same people probably don't have a problem with paying their doctor, even though we all have a right to be healthy, and you could make the same argument that, well, I shouldn't have to pay for health care.
Yeah, some people do have that argument. And you know, it doesn't make any sense. The doctors have invested tens of thousands of dollars in their education and their time, and you know, it just doesn't make sense. There's some sort of a balance with the exchange of value, and people who are stuck in that mindset, they're just not seeing the bigger picture. But you know, if it was what they wanted to do, and somebody suggested that they not get paid for it, well, you're a musician. Well, you shouldn't get paid for it. You're just singing. You're just bringing joy to the people listening to you. And aren't you enjoying yourself? Then why do you need to get paid? It's an old argument. I mean, it just doesn't fly with me. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Yeah. But speaking of free, you know, people often tell us how they have no need to buy anything because various teachers, including you, have things like videos on YouTube that they can access for free, or yeah, reports and ebooks and that kind of thing. So since there is all that free information out there, why would they want to invest in something like Wealth Beyond Reason?
Well, you know, it's really a personal choice. I'm not saying that anybody has to, you know, and I do. I put out tons of free information, probably too much from a business point of view. You know, my free area, when people come to the site and they just sign up for the free stuff, I know for a fact, because I've seen it, the content that I have in my free area, other people would charge several hundred dollars for, just because of everything that's covered. Because I talk about the basic law of attraction, even advanced law of attraction principles and resistance. I show people how to do EFT. I do, you know, all this stuff, and they could have success and results with that stuff. But you know, if they go through that stuff and they just decide that, well, I like what I'm learning here, I want to learn more, well, then they have the option of coming into the program where I really dig deeper and I talk to more people and they get more points of view. Because a lot of this work is about the distinctions you get. It's all about getting those ahas and those lights coming on. And I would never say that I am the only one who's going to make that happen for people. That's why I interview so many other experts, to get their take on things, because they're going to resonate maybe with some of my students in a way that I can't in particular areas. And so, you know, I never suggest that anybody needs the program, ever. It's just about, do they want to learn more? Do they like me? Do they like my style? Do they resonate with what I'm saying? Would they like to see what else I'm up to? If so, there's tons to be had on the other side of that I think could really be of value to people. We talk about things outside of the realm of just the law of attraction that affects wealth. I mean, you know, for example, we just did a seminar on Monday that talked all about using law of attraction principles to create multiple streams of revenue online. You know, and that's not necessarily for everybody. You know, it's going to be for people who want to do that. So it's really about, the Wealth Beyond Reason program is for people who are, quite frankly, passionate about this and really, really interested in understanding this from all angles so that no matter what comes up for them, what kind of resistance comes up for them, they're prepared for it. They know what to do.
Okay. So the Wealth Beyond Reason program is available by going to lwlurl.com/WBR. And of course, WBR stands for Wealth Beyond Reason. So lwlurl.com/WBR. Or you can just, if you're listening to this, you can click on the link, which is below this on the blog. And as they go there, Bob, do you have any final words for the people that do want to experience more? Maybe they've been kind of banging their heads against the wall, running into roadblocks in their metaphysical investigations and being a student, and perhaps haven't had the breakthroughs that they want to have, even though they say that they know certain principles, that they've learned certain principles, but they're not actually living the principles.
Right.
What kind of guidance could you give them?
You know what I have found is like the number one thing that keeps people stuck is that they want to learn they know all the principles, they learn all that stuff, and they quote unquote know what to do, but they really haven't even figured out what they're working towards. They're all about changing what is, but they don't know what they want. They haven't figured out what they're passionate about. They haven't taken the time to create a vision for themselves so that they can put these principles to use. But you can sit around and make vision boards all day of cars and houses and all of those other things, but you've got to figure out why those things are important to you. Who are you in that house? Who are you in that car? Why is that an expression of who you want to be? How are you going to live a passionate life through those things? I mean, some people might come up with quick answers like, well, it would just be luxurious and all that, and that's great, but that'll only take you so far. Who are you going to be in the world? When people can get excited and passionate about what their life is really going to be about, you know, then these principles and everything they're learning take on a whole new meaning, and they have a whole different intention about going through these things. They're much less likely to get stopped. You know, and they're more likely to use the tools that are given to them, like EFT or whatever, to get past when they're stopped. So the biggest number one piece of advice I tell people is to get very, very clear on really what you want beyond the stuff. What is it that you want your life to be about? Because the stuff the desire for the stuff is there for a good reason, and you'll get the stuff. But first, you got to figure out who are you? You know, who are you? And when you figure that out, everything becomes a lot easier.
Excellent. So once again, if you're listening in, lwlurl.com/WBR to access Wealth Beyond Reason. And Bob, I want to thank you so much for being here with us today and for talking about some of the things that people can do to break through what they've been experiencing and to start attracting more wealth into their life. So thanks a lot.
Thanks, Heather. It was my pleasure to be here.